Jacob, there are a lot of jazz trios from Sweden, and we heard a lot of them also here at the jazz festival in Schwäbisch Hall. But what is interesting for me is this electronic part with your trio. How did it come? Because there was once this CD with pieces of Ravel, and it's totally something different, like what you're doing at the moment.
I like to work with the different expressions, and I really love to play solo piano, for instance, completely acoustic. But I played the acoustic piano trio for so long before I decided to go into this electronic or this kind of mix of electronic and acoustic things. And it also refers to my musical background, because I have a musical background from pop music, from electronic music, and heavy metal stuff and everything. So in that way, it also connected me to my musical background.
Sometimes I had the feeling there's a meeting of Kash Kale and Anushka Shankar somewhere behind and a Swedish trio coming together. And is there some idea behind this electronics? Because the pulse is very fast, sounding very fast. There's some idea about the life today, maybe in the background, like life is going very fast, very quick. And the counterpoint is a little bit more the melody on the piano, for example.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the way I write music nowadays is it refers to of course. I mean, I think that a musician's or an artist's work is actually to say something about our contemporary life. And I think this world is getting more and more strange for every day now, in a way. And in a way, I could, of course, decide to make my music even more strange. But I would like to be a kind of, in a way, the expression is pretty much about to, of course, say something and to draw a picture of today's life, but also to be connected to other things that are really the opposite to it. And I think for me, it's really important to embrace the electronic parts into what I do, into what I play, my piano playing, for instance. Because I mean, when the high tech, for instance, today works at its best in society overall, it helps us saving the planet, for instance. We need high tech to save trees in the Amazonas or whatever, and we need high tech to cleanse the water and those things. So I think that was really important for me when I decided to go into the electronic field, to not put it on top of anything, but to blend it and to make it, to wipe out the differences between what is acoustic and what is electronic.
But there's also this difference between some pieces. So one is called Running or Higher, and the other one, it's maybe a Swedish folk song you're using for that. So you want to express some more of the countryside and more of the city, or sometimes I had the feeling that it's these opposite things coming on one CD together.
Yeah, but for me, it's absolutely important to work with different opposites things. I mean, opposite sides in myself, because I have a lot of different facets within myself, and I think that sometimes albums get so conceptual about what they are telling. You're playing the music of someone, you are making a ballad album or whatever it is. And for me, it's much more important to have a dynamic album that shows many different things, where it's a soundtrack of a day or a soundtrack of a life or whatever. I mean, you have to put things in relation to each other, and that's important for me.
You also said in one, I think it was a newspaper or a magazine, that you like, that the music is a little bit bittersweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where does this come from?
I think this bittersweet thing is something that, for instance, today when we're in Schwäbisch Hall and it's really warm outside for the first day in half a year or something like that for me, mm-hmm. that is one very good example of this kind of bittersweet thing, because it's dark in Scandinavia half a year, more or less. So this kind of melancholic thing is something that I have inside me because I live where I live and I have the background. I have it because I've lived my life in the way I did and everything. So, and I think it's, if you compare that to a person that lives in California or whatever, I mean, you experience different things and you tell different stories about everyday life.
So how is it you're traveling a lot as musicians? You're playing not only in a trio, you also play with a lot of other jazz musicians together, and you're traveling around the world. So something of this traveling around the world is also part of your music then?
Definitely, because it's important to get impressions from different parts of the world, different cultures, and of course important to get that in those places where you get it in a very genuine way. But I also think it's important to experience that in everyday life, because in Malmö, where I live, we took a lot of refugees in 2015, for instance. So we have that kind of cultural mixing pot where I live, in the city where I live. So I think it's important also to open your eyes for what's around you, or the differences within people and within the society as well.
Is that the reason your newest trio album is now called Now? Is that the reason to call it Now?
Yeah, for me it was in a way a snapshot of the times we lived in. And for instance, I mean, the great situation that we have in Sweden, for instance, and when you compare that with other parts of the world, there you have a kind of dynamic situation within itself, because we Sweden hasn't been in a war for hundreds of years. I think that we had to really show solidarity with people who come from really difficult places. The whole situation with a lot of people in the central station in Malmö, for instance, refugees coming from Syria and Iraq and everything, was all of a sudden a part of my everyday life. When I went out playing concerts in great festivals or clubs or whatever, I passed those people every day. I had to see that, I had to acknowledge that, and so it became a kind of snapshot of the situation the world was in at that specific time. And so it made sense to call it Now. And it also makes sense to call it Now because it's really important to be here now and to really appreciate the situation that we have now. I mean, it's sunny outside, there's no, we have peace in this country, and we have peace in the country where I live, and I think it's really important to keep that in mind.